Well, we've come to a new revelation. I've just come into some new information that,
is that recording?
Makes me really happy. Yes, it is. I've come into some information that makes me really happy. Mitch, would you like to just repeat to me what you said just then?
Well, I finally got my car serviced and I got tyres on my car as well.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad you
Thank
did.
Thank you very much.
I don't like the idea of you driving around unsafe, Mitchell.
Well, the tyres cost me $700 and then...
$700?
Commercial doggers.
They're like $100 each. Have you got a 7-wheeler or something?
18-wheeler.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cheap. You pay... What's that like?
Really? I should have actually asked you about all my car shit.
Mm.
But I brought it up and you fucking just let me go on my own merry
way. I told you, bring your car over and I will service it for you.
Oh, no.
I think I might have even said that on the podcast, that if you bring it over, I will service it for you, which will cost you nothing besides oil and filter.
I didn't do that. I took it to a guy.
Yeah.
And I had to get new brake pads because they were fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's a bit of metal on metal grinding.
That's okay. Going on.
Yeah. Which happens.
How many cases is it done?
308,000.
Ah, you can expect it to be metal.
And it was due. And it's due for a service at, I don't know, 280 something.
Yeah.
So a little bit overdue, which will happen. So 700 odd on the service, 700 on the tyres, so $1,400 in the red. And my central locking doesn't work anymore, so by getting my car back, I don't have central locking. And I don't know if it was an entendre from the daylight savings winding back, but my clock, you can't even turn the clock on in the car anymore.
I don't know if your phone is connected to like satellites in geosynchronous orbit or anything like that. I don't think the clock in your car is that advanced.
No, it isn't.
I'm happy to be proven wrong.
But I got my car back from the service and hit the button to open it. I'm like, oh, that doesn't work anymore. So somehow that doesn't work.
Battery in your thingy must be flat.
Why would it have gone? Why would it have been fine and then just been flat? What have they done?
They might have taken it out. They might have kept the battery.
For some reason I get in my car and I'm like, oh, that's weird. The clock doesn't work. But then I've got to get places.
Mm.
And the fucking little green clock in my thing doesn't work anymore for some reason. I don't know
why.
What do you
need the clock to get places for? You're supposed to look out the windscreen to see where you're going to go. You look at the clock. No. 6:03.
No, shut up. No. So I know what time to get there.
Yeah.
So like I know when I'm there.
This is the worst conversation ever.
This is sad party and we
sad
do the
party,
quiz.
Yeah. We do the quiz and we talk about clocks.
I've never seen anything like it before.
What, a clock?
No, like the clock not working in my car. It's so bizarre.
Oh, are you sure you're looking at the clock?
I don't think they moved it. I think it's in the same place it's always been.
You're
looking at the Aussie ego.
It says, oil, filter, new tyres, relocate clock. Why don't you go fill up your window washer bottle, open the bonnet? Oh, 12,
I did fill that
12,
up.
12:23.
They did fill that up for me. Yeah, that's nice. Right. So I've been ripping through that trying to clean the windscreen. But no, it's very strange to get in your car and not see a clock there.
That is really different.
Although, imagine it. You think it.
You know my Hilux.
Yeah.
I've had no working radio in that for 2 years.
That's a sad reality, man.
2 years of radio.
It's a sad
reality. The worst thing is, when there's no radio on, that means I have to listen to what's going on in here all the time. And that's really scary.
I'm surprised you haven't steered into a tree yet.
Oh, it's come close. But I just listen to podcasts and put earphones in. I'm one of those people that drives around with earphones in.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Anyway, it's fun games.
All right, sad party, do the quiz.
Yes.
Welcome to the pod.
I thought there was something good that I was going to tell. Oh, I should probably say, because we're filming this and that sort of stuff, this is actually the first time we've recorded the podcast, this batch of podcasts, inside my house. We've always done it in my garage.
Well, that's because when the wife's away, the mice will play.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, like, the wife and kids are away, and most people would, like, go out partying or something like that. I'm like, nah.
Or hit the piss and watch the footy.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, Mitch is going to come over, we're going to drink iced coffee and water and play pretend radio.
I haven't actually had any water yet, so that's something.
You're an idiot then.
No, I'm just drinking coffee.
Hydrate.
I'm hydrating on almond milk coffee.
Almond milk. You know, I actually cooked extra dinner tonight in case you wanted to have some.
Can I have the rest?
You can have some if you like.
No, it's all right. I'll have some later.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to film. We can't film that.
Yeah, we can. I'm going to film. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to point the camera at you. Eating your entire meal, start to finish.
Delightful.
Gonna put a GoPro on your fork. So, all right.
Did you say you had something for me or not?
I don't know.
You done anything? Done nothing.
I haven't really done anything lately. Oh!
So come to your house and you have nothing to tell me.
I just looked at my phone and it reminded me then. I did something a little bit bad earlier today. I went to the servo and got some fuel. And I thought, I'll do the right thing and I'll get the wife and kids some chocolates or something like that. I thought, I'll get something chocolatey.
Yeah.
And as I'm going through the servo, they had packets of Tim Tams on sale. A packet of Tim Tams at the servo was $3 or whatever.
$15, $20.
No, it wasn't too bad. And I got it. I'm driving home from the servo and I thought, I'm just going to have one of these Tim Tams. I've been trying to be a good boy lately and eat well. But I opened the packet and I ate one and it was one of those double coat Tim Tams.
I'm going to have to call Brad and get you on that 7-week challenge.
So I ate it. I was like, that's really good. And then I ate another one. And then I ate another one.
Oh, I can see where this is going. You're getting home and you're hiding the packet in shame.
I had to stop at another servo to get another packet of Tim Tams for
the family. And put the other packet in the bin. So just pretend it never happened.
I had to do the walk of shame with an empty packet into the servo, chuck it in the bin to go buy another packet.
Nice.
I didn't open that one on my own.
Good.
But
there's like 10 Tim Tams.
I think it was 13 or 11. I know there's an odd amount of Tim Tams.
Yeah, because you can't share them with your mate. You have to get two packs. Exactly. That's how they do it.
Yeah, I think it's 11. But that was so good. Tim Tams.
Dog snoring.
Shut up, dog.
Be nice. Be nice to the dog.
Shut up, dog, please. Nah, I think the dog just makes noises.
Oh, just growls.
I don't know what it's over there. Just doing something. Who knows? But so I had a lot of Tim Tams and it was really good.
A bit of shame as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I just looked at my phone again to remind me. I couldn't sleep the other night. So in the middle of the night, I watched a 27-minute video on 59 different ways to cook eggs. Did you know?
Have I told you about how I cook eggs?
Do you cook them in the dishwasher?
No. Have I told you my secret omelette recipe?
Secret omelette.
Not secret.
Okay. Well, tell me your omelette recipe.
Right. So what you do is, right, you cut up all your, like, capsicum, all, like, chili, whatever you want to put in the omelette, right? Omelette ingredients.
Yeah.
Put them in the pan, cook them up for a bit. Bit of spinach in there as well.
Yep. Good.
12 eggs.
Yep.
All of them.
Yeah.
A little bit of almond milk.
All the eggs.
All the eggs in the 12 packet.
Yep.
If you get a 24 packet,
yeah,
you need more everything.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Yeah. Just a 12 dogger.
Yeah, 12 dogger.
Crack them all.
Yeah.
But secret is, crack them so the shell doesn't go in there.
Yeah. Crack the half a slab of eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then put them in the pan, right?
Yeah.
And then cook it to like the bottom of the, so it's like a big 12 egg omelette in the pan. Right, scoop the little bottom bit,
mm-hmm,
so you like can see that it's hard at the bottom.
Yeah.
Here's the trick.
Yeah.
Grab it, put it in the oven.
Yeah.
On grill with the little grill plates on top. Have you got that in your oven?
Yeah.
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 Leave it in there till it goes like brown.
Yeah.
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 You hear me?
Yeah.
You follow me at home?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Take it out of the oven.
Yeah.
Then get it in on a plate, and then you cut it, and it's like that. It's like that thick, if you can see the thickness of my fingers there at home, for you to play at home, Dayo, that's how thick that it is. And it's like a birthday cake of egg.
Now that you've finished, I will tell you that that's called okonomiyaki. It's a Japanese dish done exactly the same way.
That sounds way more fancy than omelette.
Yeah, it's called okonomiyaki. I think they call it Japanese pancake, but it's actually like an omelette thing.
Yes, I'm going to call it that from now on. Yeah, okonomiyaki.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sounds way better than just a giant cake omelette.
Giant mixture of vegetables and chicken periods. So, yeah. I've talked about food.
So that's one. What are the other 58?
They cooked eggs in a dishwasher.
Nice.
Can
you not burp on the podcast?
I'll burp whenever I feel like it. They cooked eggs in a dishwasher. They cooked eggs with a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good. It's... I won't lie and say it's worth watching, but I'm happy I did watch it. Shut up, let's do the quiz.
Right, this one's the quiz.
Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. This will be episode 43 of our stupid little podcast.
We're creeping towards 50, aren't we?
It's pretty good. Number one, who won the 2019 Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race men's event?
Was it Cadell Evans?
I wouldn't think so.
Would he dare win his own event?
Maybe that's why they call it that, because he wins it all.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lance Armstrong or Cadell Evans.
Yeah. Ella Viviani. There you go.
Never heard of her. Or him. Is it Ella and Duke?
Ella.
Like a...
Like under my umbrella. Ella. number two. What colour is the top stripe on the flag of Estonia?
I believe the Estonian flag is blue, white and red.
Hmm. How come you know all the flags? Oh, because you watch the Formula One.
No, they don't have an Estonian GP.
Oh.
But in the MXGP, there is a few fast dudes from Estonia.
Oh.
So like when they show, like when you watch MXGP, it comes up with a little flag. Scrap that. I reckon it's red, white and red.
Oh, okay.
Like a burgundy sort of dark red. Oh. So I'm going to say red.
There you go. I'm going to say yellow, just to guess. But I have no idea. Blue. So neither of us.
No.
Yeah.
So it might have been the red, white, and blue one that I was thinking of in the...
Number three. Amy Lee is best known as co-founder and lead vocalist of which band?
Amy Lee?
Yeah, you should know this.
Why would I know that?
Why wouldn't you know this? It's not...
It's not No Doubt.
Not Andy Lee.
No, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Hamish and Amy.
So Amy Lee is the lead singer of which band? Yeah. It will be... Is it like a ladies... grunge band?
No, it's like an operatic rock.
Like an opera rock.
Operatic rock.
Like operatic as in opera?
She sings very operatically, but the music is more rock.
Oh, Evanescence?
Yes. That's the one.
Does that count though, because I got a big hint?
Yeah, it counts.
Did you check that it's Evanescence?
It's Evanescence. If it's not Evanescence, I'll eat this pen. It's Evanescence.
Damn, I was hoping you'd have to eat the pen.
I'll probably eat the pen. We've been talking about Tim Tams and Okonomiyaki and how...
I'm going to start on this water.
Yeah. Number four. Which word, starting with S, is a collective noun for a group of bees?
Starting with S?
You know this.
A society?
No. Think about it.
Oh, a swarm.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm sure a swarm. Yeah, it's swarm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you know...
A society of bees.
Do you know what a beehive, like a man-made beehive, is called?
A box. Isn't that what it is? Isn't it a box?
A bee box. No, that's...
That's what they are, though.
What?
It's just a box.
Yeah, it's a box.
That's... What do? They go, here's a box. I'm going to put a bee in there and, like, call your mates.
It's called an apiary.
Well, I didn't know that, but now I do.
Yeah, now you do.
You learn something every day, and I've learnt two things.
Number five. In 2019, which Australian reality TV show introduced the Sunday Slam?
Australian WWF. No.
It's not current, I understand.
Crocodile Dundee off the top rope.
Oh, jeez.
The Sunday Slam.
It sounds like...
Maths? Married at First Sight.
Do they have a Sunday Slam? Do
they hit their partners? Yeah.
It sounds like a Survivor-y sort of thing. What's the Survivor-y one?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's the one I'm going to go with.
I will go with Married at First Sight.
All right, number five. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Good.
Is that really?
Thanks for the assist on that one. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Number six. Mata Hari was convicted of being a spy and executed during which war? Mata Hari. That sounds Japanese.
So I'm going to say like World War II.
Yeah. World War One. Maybe that's the reason for World War Two.
A bit late. A bit later on in the piece.
I keep burping a lot.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
No, it's not.
Stop doing it.
Nice. number seven. Which cricket umpire is famous for his crooked finger of doom out signal?
I know this. Do you? You don't know this.
I have no idea. I picture him being like, really? Why does he do that?
For dramatic effect.
Ah. So he's not like...
Different six.
Not like... Farnham.
No. It's not more crooked.
Oh. Crooked finger of doom. Right,
so you don't know?
No.
I'll tell you.
Yep.
Billy Bowden.
Billy Bowden. Go Mitch. Number 8. Taylor Russell stars as Zoe Davis in which 2019 movie?
False.
That wasn't a true or false one, but...
No, because stars are in space.
Okay. So anyway, Taylor Russell stars as Zoe Davis
in a film.
Have you seen that there's going to be a Dora the Explorer movie?
No, I couldn't have any... And The Rock. Less. And
Danny Trejo is in it from Machete.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I know.
That sounds cool.
It does.
Hey, kids, the scariest man on TV.
Exactly. And I know my kids will watch it and they'll see him and go, he looks like all of your friends. yeah, Zoe Davis.
Do you know what movie it is?
I have no idea.
2019 movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that Captain Marvel.
Okay. Escape Room. No idea.
No.
Number 9.
Are you truly a star if we've never heard of you? Like, we're pretty well rounded.
Number 9. True or false? An elephant is classified as an arthropod.
An arthropod?
I thought an arthropod was like spiders and crustacea and that sort of stuff.
That yeah, have well, like an arthropod. I think they're just a big mammal, aren't they?
Like elephants or yeah. Arthropods?
Mammals. No, I thought like an elephant is a big mammal.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to false.
Yeah, I'm going to say false, but... Yeah. I think arthropods are like crabs and shellfish.
Anything with a hard, hard shell, like the skeletons on the outside,
yeah. Carapace and exoskeletons. I think that's
what... That's where pod comes from. Right?
What?
That's where, the pod comes from, yeah?
No, because there's cephalopods and that sort of stuff. There's all different sorts of things ending in pod.
Okay.
The arthropodcast. We need to do a nature podcast.
There'd be so much misinformation.
I'm going to say false as well. Yep, false. We're both right.
Good on us.
I didn't know what an arthropod is. I'm sure an arthropod is like spiders and crabs and stuff.
You're listening to Deo Google Shit.
Yep. On my iPhone 2.
On the Sad Party Network.
Arthropod, let's see.
Should we edit it? Pause it? Edit it? No. Nothing? We're just going to run with it.
Yeah, invertebrate having an exoskeleton and segmented body.
Yeah, cool.
Okay,
yeah.
So we were right.
Yeah.
Arachnids and crustaceans, yeah. Good. So I just wanted to make sure that we knew what an arthropod was.
Which we actually do, surprisingly.
Number 10. Jordan is bordered by which country to the south? I'll say Pippin.
Rodman.
Rodman, you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm going Pippin.
Defensive, genius country.
Yeah. Certain country with the assist. Yeah.
Jordan, what's under Jordan?
Border by which country to the south? Sudan?
Somewhere in Africa.
Yeah.
Should we go to the globe?
Let's go to the globe. Grab the globe.
Hold on. Where are we? No, it's all right.
Bring it over.
No. Where's Jordan? It's near Chad.
I think so.
You're wrong, by the way.
Okay.
Where the fuck is Jordan?
I've got a globe there. I should really look at one.
Where is Jordan? Where the freaking hell is it?
Bring the globe over.
It's all flat anyway.
we're gonna get a Joe Rogan globe. Joe Rogan globe. It's just a disc with a big ice wall around it.
No, he knows what's going on. Where the freaking hell is Jordan?
Yeah, look. Move your stupid stuff.
Is it near Kazakhstan?
No, it's not. Jordan's little, I think.
So this is why this is how good we are at geography, by the way. I'm really close, so I need to keep it a few fists from my face.
A few fists from my face. I think I
can you even find it?
No, Somalia. Oh, I found Yemen. Oh, it's on the Arabian Peninsula, Yemen is. That was in the last one.
Lucky.
I can't find Jordan. This must be so boring for people.
This must be insanely boring. I don't know what. And even worse for those just listening to the podcast, not watching the video. We're actually looking at an actual globe right now.
I think I'm over it. Let's leave the globe there, though.
Do you reckon?
In case we need it again. I don't know.
I'm going to go with... Are we sure it's in Africa?
I'm sure Jordan's in Africa.
No, I reckon it's up here somewhere.
I don't think it's...
I'm determined. We're going to find it. Oh, there it is. I reckon Saudi Arabia.
All right. Let's see. Saudi Arabia. Jeez, good work.
I found it. It's like right... Yeah. Northeast of Egypt. just just under Syria, and to the right dog of Israel.
I'm giving you that one. Number 11.
Do we need the globe there still? It's a bit distracting.
Well, number 11. The Deccan Peninsula, the world's second largest peninsula, is on which continent?
I can't... Well, we're not going through all the freaking... Why are we looking at the globe? This isn't cheating. Hold on.
Just let me have a look.
Which continent?
The Deccan Peninsula. Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I want to know which continent.
D-E-C-A-N?
Yeah.
I'll go South America.
I'm going to say Asia. I don't know. I'm over it already.
See you, Glad.
Yep. Asia.
Oh, cool. Didn't I get it right?
No, you said South America.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that I did.
Number 12. Bob Goblin and Norville Trollman are characters from which children's TV series?
I don't know, but it sounds like I need to watch it.
Bob Goblin and Norville Trollman.
Bob Goblin.
Paw
Patrol.
No, it's not Paw Patrol.
You'd know, wouldn't you?
I would know.
Who else is it? Bob Goblin.
I'm going to say Trolls.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Trolls movie and they've made a TV series out of it.
Yeah.
Nah, Wally Kazam. Wally Kazam's an annoying one. My kids have watched it sometimes and it really annoys me.
There's all new ones. I've not... Because when I was growing up, it was just sort of Sesame Street and Play School. Yeah, a bit of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and whatever you've seen on Saturday morning.
Do you remember Samurai Pizza Cats?
No. Oh, Street Sharks. I used to watch Street Sharks.
Street Sharks was around the same time as Samurai Pizza Cats. Samurai Pizza Cats.
I think I've seen... You sent me a video of that.
Did I? Yeah, it didn't surprise me at all.
And what else is there? There was the Biker Mice from Mars too.
I never really watched that.
That was heavy. That was a sick one.
Oh, I never really watched that, but Samurai Pizza Cats was awesome. All right. We finished that one. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Mitch, you got 1, 2, 3, 5. We drew again. But
well,
we
probably should have got 4, though.
Why?
Well, because of the Jordan one that we cheated.
No, I didn't get that one. You got that one.
Oh, yeah. I guess we had equal time looking at the globe, so...
So it's not a quiz of knowledge, it's a quiz of who can find things on the globe.
Find shit on the globe without being too annoying.
So we both got 5 out of 12 on that one. That's not too bad. So
I mean, it's nearly... What is it, like 44%? Something like
that. Yeah, 5 out of 12 must be about that, yeah.
Around the 44% mark, somewhere.
Thinking 42.
All right. Yeah, whatever you want to go with.
Yeah. Well, 12.
We don't need to watch you work it out. Or...
Yeah, it's okay. We don't at all. I'll say 40%.
Anyway,
cool.
Did you know what?
What?
Third Party Podcast brought to you by PSD Underwear.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
We can just go there and get new underwear and save 25%.
Oh, there you go.
By using the code Mitch2020 at checkout.
Why is it Mitch2020, but you get 25%?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you use Mitch2525, do you get 30% off?
Nah. I've tried.
If you use Mitch100, does he pay you $25?
Just about. No. So yeah, they got heaps of cool styles in them. So. Do you have to do that? This is the end. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
It's so unprofessional.
So what were you saying about jocks?
Yeah, buy them at psdunderwear.com.au. Use the code Mitch2020 at checkout and save 25% on your purchase.
Cool.
All
right. Well,
that's all. That's all I'd say.
Sounds good to me. All
right.
Sounds like a deal.
What do you have to say? I'm helping you out.
I might go buy some jocks, I reckon.
You need to.
Yeah, I will.
What are you running? Trade?
Go get some jocks now.
Oh, so I'm just left here by myself. It's been a really good podcast. I don't know why I do this anymore.